Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Braceboy, or Sam, and this is episode 61.
And we talk about crisps.
Yes, and comedy, and pop culture, and
disability sometimes.
Yes, and today, talking about crisps, we're reviewing... It's not a crisp.
Maybe first we should say
that
this is episode 61.
I already said that.
Oh, sorry. I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is episode 61.
Okay. Yeah. Test, 1, 2, 3.
Test, 1, 2, 3. And today we're reviewing salt, and it's not a crisp, but it's salt and vinegar sticks.
Ooh. That sounds something new and exciting.
On the packaging, is mostly gray, and it has all kinds of things that you would deem British, like the Big Ben.
But the main color is white. But it looks
with a little bit of gray.
It looks traditional.
Yeah. So on the packaging there's like images of the Big Ben and a double decker bus and the Union Jack shaped in a heart and one of
So you bought them before Brexit?
Yes, but it's still before Brexit when it's coming out. So yeah, of course I bought them.
Oh yeah.
It's 2020. 2021 is when Brexit happens. Yeah. Okay. We just found out that Marijn is a moron. This podcast is called Marijn is a moron. And Sam is digesting this.
But still, we are going to try these, right?
We're still going to try this. But further, what I'm trying to say is that on the podcast is also a picture of what is on the packaging of this crisps. Now I'm a moron. It's also a picture of what is supposed to be in the bag. And what do you see, Marijn?
Well, I'd say fries.
Fries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fries with a little of I guess it's salt, but it could be powdered sugar as well.
Yeah, and I see a bottle that of something that could be vinegar.
Oh yeah, but it's not really focused.
No,
it's in the background.
It's in the background, but it's fries. So it's sticks. They call it sticks.
I'm curious. I expect a very sour taste.
And salt.
And salt, of course.
Okay, the smell is quite sour. So on that point, they already. I'm handing it over.
And, well, you took some out of the bags. They look a bit like fries.
Yeah, like small fries.
They don't really feel like fries.
They don't taste like fries either.
But do they taste good? Yeah, the sour is in the smell.
Yeah.
Also a bit in the taste, salt as well.
Yeah.
But I don't really like the texture of this. The flavor is okay.
The flavor is all right. Yeah.
Yeah, it has a good balance of vinegar and salt.
Yeah. When I was looking at this bag, it's a little like the texture is a little bit like a nibbit. It's not completely but it's a little bit like that. Describe it with something we can reference it to. Then I would say it's a little bit nibbit like texture, but it's not really.
Or Cheetos.
That's it. It's Cheetos. But then it's salt and vinegar. To be honest, when I bought this, I was planning on to make this a hate episode and say that these were the most disgusting things that I've ever put in my mouth. But they're actually... They're not good, but they're better than I expected.
Yeah.
But what...
I like the flavor. You do get the vinegar and you get the salt. But not too much. There's still some room for the potato.
Yeah.
But... I'm turned off by the texture of the crisp.
It's not crunchy, it's more dissolving.
I
would give this 2 out of 5.
Mm, I think you might be a little bit too stern on this, but a little bit too harsh. But I give these, with all the goodwill of my heart, 3. But barely.
But barely. Okay. So 2.5?
Yeah, 2.5 maybe close. Yeah.
Let's go for 2.5.
Yeah.
A passing grade. They just on their tippy toes, they passed the
and
grade.
That's purely for the flavor. I like the flavor. That is good. But the texture is not so much.
No. Eens.
Agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was it for the how are they called? The Heatherwood with an A.
Yeah.
Heatherwood to make it sound even more British, yeah. I guess. But yeah. These are 2.5.
Marijn.
Yes.
You, like always, have prepared a trivia about salt and vinegar. We are kind of salt and vinegar experts. We didn't say during the review, but we did a quite exceptional long read.
Yes.
During our first time at Fringe, we reviewed 5 different brands of salt and vinegar crisps that we could find in Edinburgh.
That is true.
And so we have quite an extensive knowledge of the flavor palette.
But yes.
You are now extending our knowledge of the flavor palette with a little bit of background about vinegar.
Yeah, well, nice. You introduced it well because salt and vinegar is really quite a basic flavor.
Yeah.
And there are not many trivia to be found about the combination of salt and vinegar on crisps.
No.
So
it's very British. That's one of the trivia, but that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I found is that vinegar is the oldest used ingredient, probably produced ingredient from all over the world. It's about 10,000 years old. I like old things.
Yeah. I like old things as well. Maybe a little bit more recently.
No spoiled things, of course, but we use this for quite a long time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And, well, because this is quite a short trivia, I have one for you 2 years ago when you were still drinking beer extensively.
Yeah.
Or intensively, I should say. But that is that in Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands,
yes,
we make vinegar from beer.
Oh, really?
We apparently produce beer vinegar.
But I've never seen this, or I've never. I do have to confess that I don't read all the ingredient lists of all the vinegars, but. Is that like a common vinegar? Is that like just white vinegar, or
I have no idea. That wasn't specified on the website. I found this.
We're gonna do a little bit of more research about this, and then in a later episode we will.
When we review another salt and vinegar crisp,
we will come back to this factoid. Thank you very much, Marijn, for this interesting fact, and you have given me and I think all our listeners something to think about.
10,000 years. Let that sink in. That's a long time.
That's a long time indeed. And Marijn, now I really want to go in a smooth flow without a bumper. I want to just go ahead and let's talk about new media and podcasts.
Yeah.
Podcasts are growing and growing. And
yeah.
The interesting thing is that our podcast is not doing too bad either. That's great. Yeah. We are now number 17 of stand-up comedy podcasts in the Netherlands.
Wow.
And I want to make it my life.
I have to let that sink in.
I want to make it our purpose of 2020 to become a member of the top 10. So maybe number 8 or number 9, that's all right, or number 10 is even all right. Whoa. But I want to fight. I want to do this.
You set a target and you want to reach it.
Yeah, and I think that our audience can help us do this.
I think so too. They helped us get up to 17.
Yeah, so please Just share this podcast with somebody you know. Like one person. Just one person.
And say, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a party coming up? I know a podcast where they review crisps.
And then you
that you can bring.
Yeah, indeed. That you can put into a boil for your party. And it's not the salt and vinegar sticks by
no,
the way.
No, no.
But anyway.
Might be the green curry crisps we reviewed last week.
That those were good. Those were very good. Especially in contrast to these ones. No. So please just one of your friends or your grandma or your mom or your brother, your sister, your nephew, your husband, your wife. Just say, hey, have you listened to the Crippled Crisp review before? And please,
that is a fun podcast.
Yeah, please listen to it if you haven't. Please say that to somebody in your life.
And if you did, let us know.
Yeah.
Send us a message or share it. Write a review. Whatever you can do.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you have a crisp you want to see reviewed, let us know.
Yeah, indeed.
We want that. And I just smiled to the camera.
Yeah.
And
this is going on Instagram. No, but talking about...
For the record, Sam took a picture of me behind my microphone. So watch it on
Instagram.
All the new media we are talking about.
For the record as well, let's talk about other new media.
Well, we were talking about Netflix and shows on that.
Yeah.
A medium and a series and movies. Well, mostly series.
Yeah.
And I guess that fits into our pop culture
thing. The thing is that Netflix, let me introduce this right, Netflix has a lot of good stuff. A lot of great series.
That's true.
Netflix also, I'm talking about stuff like Sex Education. I'm talking about stuff like The Witcher or movies like Marriage Story or... what other movies have they produced? I really liked Roma last year, and I really liked...
They have a lot of comedy specials.
A lot of good comedy specials.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson just dropped a special, and it's actually quite good.
I've seen the Mulholland. I don't know his first name, but
what they
that
also,
was good.
What they also make is, for instance, which I sometimes like, is these silly teen rom-com movies, you know, these silly movies that are about a girl in high school that's falling in love, and I just like to watch these movies when I don't want to think about anything else, you know, then when I just want to turn off my brain.
I can't think of anyone who doesn't like that.
Yeah, and those movies aren't good. They aren't good like A Marriage Story is good. But those movies are interesting in a sense.
Sometimes you crave that.
Yeah. But Netflix also produces a lot of shit, and I wanna highlight a special garbage bag of a series called Titans.
You make this your own personal quest to.
You have seen a couple of episodes of Titans.
That's true.
I've seen the whole first season, and then I'm now halfway through the second season. And it's really a struggle to finish this second season. I don't know even why I'm doing it. I'm not paid to do this. I'm not enjoying it myself.
But maybe it gets better.
Yeah, maybe it gets better. But I'm quite certain it isn't.
Yeah.
I'm quite certain it isn't getting better.
So stop watching it then.
Yeah, I have actually. I have stopped watching it. But I do want to ask you, what... The thing is with Netflix is that you used to have to wait for 3 weeks to find out that the series was shit. You know, you saw the first episode, you were like, okay, this is worth the time to watch the second episode next week. Then you saw the second episode, and then in the third episode, you finally realized, oh, I don't have to see this anymore. I can do something else with my Thursday evening. I can.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something else with my life. But now. You're bored, or you want to relax, so you put on Netflix, and then you see a new series, Titans, and you think, okay, I like DC stuff, I like Joker, I like Batman.
The Batman movies?
The Batman movies. I even liked the Teen Titans animated series when I was a kid, so I thought, oh, this is like Teen Titans, the animated series, but then with live action. with real actors and stuff. And I started watching it, and I'm not saying that it is... The first couple of episodes is all right, but it just... The thing is that the DC universe, the DC on which it is based, the DC comic books are all quite gritty. They're all quite dark.
Yeah.
Maybe only The Flash is a little bit less dark, but I mean, Green Lantern is dark. Batman is dark. Superman is kind of dark in the sense that it's... That Lex Luthor is like a really bad villain and is like really evil, and Superman has always to hide himself to not get. It's quite. It's not really fun, these comics. They're not. There's not many punchy, funny moments in it. At least for a couple of years, there haven't been. And then you now see this series, and they try to do the dark thing. They try to be gritty. But then they also have the feeling like some executive somewhere has said, no, but this series has to be viewable for people that are under 15 years old. So for people that go to high school or middle school or whatever you call it. And then you just watch it, and it's gritty stuff. And then in the next scene, they're dancing, and it's just fucked up. It's just...
Well, I had the same thing with Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham.
Based on the Batman story, but of course they couldn't use Batman because of legal issues. And it started out pretty interesting. Okay, so Batman isn't there, but the story was still, it felt very dark and gritty, like you said.
Yeah.
But going on, it got a bit of a Tim Burton feel, but not in a good way. It felt a bit childish, and we need to exploit these other characters that showed up for a couple of episodes and then disappeared again.
Yeah.
There wasn't really, to my taste, a coherent story to it. But this is one example.
Yeah.
I have seen the first episodes of Titans some time ago, but apparently I didn't find the interest in it to continue watching.
No.
And I tried to watch, we were also discussing Lock and Key, which outset... It seemed to me an interesting story.
Yeah.
But
also based on a comic book, by the way.
I have seen two episodes, and my attention is dwindling. I don't feel like watching any more of this.
No, have you seen The Witcher?
I started episode one.
It's very good. I like it very
much.
Okay. You should just watch The Witcher. Every time you watch something else, there's like, you can watch Sex Education, you can watch The Witcher.
I've seen that.
You can watch The Politician. The Politician is very good on Netflix.
Okay.
That's fun stuff that is actually funny and well written. And that's good. I mean, The Witcher isn't that funny, but it's interesting at least.
It's good. Okay.
And I would just...
I'm now watching October Faction.
Oh yeah, and you like that, right?
Yeah, I've seen two episodes of it now.
Yeah.
And I want to continue watching it.
That's
maybe it's good to know that The Witcher is also there. That
yeah.
I should continue that.
Yeah. I think this was enough pop culture for today. Thank you.
Listeners are overloaded.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast.
Yes, and I want to thank you for doing this with me.
Yeah, I want to thank
always
you
a pleasure.
As well for doing this. We want to thank Audio Geeks for hosting our podcast.
Yes,
and we
being part of that family.
Yeah, and please check out these podcasts on audiogeeks.nl. They're all in Dutch, but I reckon you probably speak a little bit of Dutch if you have found us. And else,
I guess.
And else you can do a course on Duolingo or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Please write a review on Apple Podcasts.
Like,
or iTunes.
Subscribe us, all the things you do nowadays with...
Give us all the stars. Give us all the stars. Tweet at us. Send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, wherever.
And until next time, that is How the Crisp Crunches.